Every Tuesday, the T's join us. That's usually Terry Savage, Tom Skilling, and Howard Tallman is our first expert on the Lisa Dent Show. It's sponsored by CareerVision.org. Howard, I got to share a few text messages because there's this car driving around, and it says Dent WGN on the license plate. And people keep texting me and calling me like, hey, and I'm like, that is not me. So we thought perhaps it just means Dent Wagon. So I was asking people, like, is it nice car? Two people have seen this. David sent a text and Gary sent a text and said, no, it's a really nice Jeep. So now I'm intrigued. Why do they have Dent WGN on the back of their car? Do you have vanity plates, Howard?
I have Howie T. On my car, and on our other car, it's Wally W. Wally W. is from the National Lampoon movie where they had that old station wagon that they called the Wally wagon. So we picked that up because Nissan dealers used to sell this car that was so ugly that all the dealers, sales guys, actually called it the Wally wagon. So
that's hilarious.
But I thought the conversation before was really interesting. I'll tell you, there are so many people who just are completely indifferent to cars these days. Forget the next generation that thinks that they're going to use Uber for their whole life and never own a car. I mean, people just are disconnected, and part of the reason is they're so sterile. You know, this thing I wrote about Tesla is it was a cool technology, but inside the car, it's horrible. It's just so metallic and sort of unfinished, and now that all the big players are creating their own electric vehicles, I mean, you get in a car that GM or Mercedes or Porsche makes, and they're gorgeous inside. And believe me, when it comes down to that, you know, you mentioned the heated steering wheel. Let me just tell you that the heated seats are even better than the heated steering wheel. And, you know, all of the creature comforts, you know, this is a game that you have to play. And it's funny because the tech guys, including Elon, I think just don't understand that. They don't understand the importance of creature comforts because to them that's not what's sexy. What's sexy is the technology.
Yeah. Howard Tallman is a serial entrepreneur, a venture capitalist. He writes for Inc.com. Somebody just sent a text and said, I bought my first electric vehicle this past January. Not only does it have a heated steering wheel, but it has massaging seats as well as a whole bunch of other cool technology upgrades. And you're not seeing that in Tesla, right?
No, you're not. But the massaging features, the environmental features, you know, my car has a little thing that you fill with whatever smell you want to have, and it adds it to the air system so it can smell like, you know, the outdoors, or I don't know what it can smell like, you know, vanilla or whatever you want. I mean, these are a little over the top. But again, you know, we spend a great deal of time in these cars, and, you know, we're going to have to deal with this. The other thing, the point of the article, though, was really that only Elon could believe that, you know, while he was juggling SpaceX and Tesla and Twitter, that he's just offhandedly decided to take on the two giants in the phone business, Apple and Google, and show them, you know, wherefore and make his own phone. I mean, this is somebody who's smoking any number of substances because Facebook couldn't do it. Microsoft couldn't do it. Nokia couldn't do it. It's not an easy thing to make a phone and to make it used by millions and millions of people. But, you know, he just sort of threw that off that if they're not nice to him, they'll take care of that as well.
Right. So what do you think is going to fail first? Is it going to be Twitter? Is it going to be Tesla? Is it going to be his, you know, creation of a phone or the brain chip that he wants to put in people?
Well, I'll tell you, Twitter is turning into such a garbage dump in so many ways that, you know, look, he didn't want to buy it. I mean, he got shamed into it or locked into it legally. I think they're doing a horrible job. I don't know that a competitor will emerge. I just think people will increasingly use the filter capability to just get rid of all the garbage and use it, you know, for the purpose that, look, it's still the fastest way to find out current news information. You know, if you look at the New York Times, you look at the Washington Post, even with all their systems, they're usually half a day behind. And that's not the world we live in today. So Twitter is a very powerful information system, but now it's so full of garbage and hate and spam that, I mean, I just think he opened the door. I mean, you know, I think Trump opened the door to, you know, busting trust and, you know, just having every kind of garbage out there to begin with. And then if it's hard to imagine anybody could lower the bar further than him, but, you know, basically Elon has managed to make Twitter into a sewer. So I'd say it's the first to have serious problems, but I think Tesla's share of the marketplace continues to shrink in 2022. It was down. It's going to be down even more in 2023. The Chinese are coming, and all the U.S. manufacturers are coming as well.
Okay, Howard, now I need you to put on your venture capitalist hat. We had a budding entrepreneur on the show last week. His name is Dersim Avdar. You're an animal lover. I'm an animal lover. He is developing video games for dogs because he and his wife both are gamers, but they both work a lot. They've got a dog that needs a lot of attention, and he's created a saliva-resistant screen. We want you to listen to his pitch here and tell us what you think about it.
That's the core thing with our approach. We may be one of the very few companies that adopt the principles of animal-computer interaction instead of human-computer interaction, and that requires special hardware.
Okay, Dersim, I've got an idea.
That's why
we have a guy who joins us every Tuesday. He's a venture capitalist. He's a serial entrepreneur, and he is a big animal lover. This is the investor you need to bring this to market. His name is Howard Tolman, and I'm going to make sure you're introduced to him.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Okay, you want to know how many times he's emailed us, Howard? A lot.
Good. Well, if you want to respond, just lick your screen. That's all I can say.
Do you think there's any market for something like that?
I don't, but I'll tell you why. I don't because there's a great deal of science that kids watching TV don't react as well as they do to any human face or any human motion. And all these parents who have parked their kids in front of TV for decades now and thought they were learning stuff, it turns out that the blank screen or the screen doesn't communicate the same way. Animals are even more sensitive to human intelligence and human sort of activity. And so the thought that they would react to or interact with a screen doesn't seem to me to make much more sense. We do. I just did look at a company, however, with an automated pet feeder that's highly designed. And, you know, for millions of people who are going to have to go back to work now, who've been at home feeding their pets all day long and spending time, this might make some sense. You know, the ability to have a time release feeding system for your pets while you're out of the apartment or your home going to work.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, follow Howard on social media. Check out his article on Inc.com. We'll break the news to the budding entrepreneur that you shot it down. And thanks for joining us, Howard.
Thank you. Take care.
Howard Tolman on the Lisa Dent Show.